CrossFit is known as one of the most grueling workouts in the fitness world. Each week, CrossFit members flock to more than 8,500 affiliated gyms worldwide. CrossFit incorporates interval training, weightlifting, gymnastics, and other disciplines. Trainer Kate Garuffi, a district CrossFit in Washington, says the goal is to perform functional everyday movements at high intensity to achieve better muscular strength, cardio endurance, and flexibility.
So you can have powerlifting movements, you can have Olympic lifting movements, you can have body weight stuff, we can have what we call single modal, running, rowing, swimming. Anything can be thrown into a workout with CrossFit.
Chest upright, and you don't want to see your chest coming down.
Workouts of the day, or WODs, are usually posted on a board and exercises performed in a group setting. Results are measured in time taken to complete rounds and number of repetitions. CrossFit enthusiast Hank Mason is a former soccer player.
If you were to complete a workout, say, 2 months ago, and then you got 5 minutes, and then you retest it again today or tomorrow, whenever, and you got 4 minutes, that's a pretty concrete indication that you're fitter.
So you did really good on being consistent.
Not all CrossFitters are elite athletes. Samantha Raposa has been doing CrossFit for about 6 weeks with the goal to slim down and get stronger.
I think there's so many things that I didn't know I could do, and you know, there's so much, I'm already making progress that I didn't expect to make as quickly as I made it. So I think I'm going to have to revise my goals a little bit.
There has also been criticism of CrossFit on some internet fitness forums. The most common is the susceptibility to injury. Former figure model Andrea Ferry is an experienced CrossFit athlete. She says injuries are avoided through good coaching.
It's up to the coach to make sure it's scaled for that 67-year-old person like my dad or someone like myself. To make sure they're moving properly with good technique, good form, that they can handle the weight, that they're pacing themselves throughout the workout.
30% of CrossFit's gyms are now outside the United States. Throughout North and South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.